Father, we thank you as we hear that song about the coming revelation time, that time at the when all sin will be put away from this world, and when we will then be in your presence and worshiping and singing and praising you, Lord, who was and is to come, and that is to come the second time, any day, Lord, and right around the corner. And soon we'll be with you, whether the church is raptured in our lifetime or not. And the destination is exactly the same for every believer. So we thank you for that. So this morning, Lord, as we look at another psalm, a psalm of praise, which really is a song of praise to you, who are coming in judgment, as we know, as your word says. And so may we enter in and just worship you. May we enter in and praise your name. Lead us now in this time, in Jesus' name. We're going to look at Psalm 96 this morning, and it's, I think, a great missionary psalm as well, because it has some things in here which are very, very much in line with the Great Commission, it seems to me. We have three sings in this song, in this psalm to begin, and then down about halfway through we have give. And so many times our praise and prayer is kind of self-centered, and we're always asking the Lord, We're always, you know, some of our prayers are kind of ridiculous in a way, and I mean, they're not bad in a way, but still it's like everything is on Him. Lord, you got to speak to me. You got to give me understanding. You got to. Well, you know, He doesn't really got to do anything, really. But He loves us, so He does, you know. And it's good to ask. But here we'll see really no real request from Him in this particular psalm. It's a song of praise to God in coming judgment. Now, just listen to these first two verses. Well, the first three verses here. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless His name. Proclaim the good news of His salvation from day to day. Declare His glory among the nations, His wonders among all people. So is that an example of missions or not? I mean, it is exactly an example of missions. Proclaim the good news of His salvation from day to day. Declare His glory. Why are you created? Why am I created? To bring glory to Him. So declaring His glory among the nations, His wonders among all people. So we see here as David is writing, I think this is David's psalm, we don't know. But anyway, whoever it's, the Holy Spirit has written it, it's from the Lord. And it's, oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Well, what is a new song? I believe the new song is His mercies are new every morning. I think every day we have a new song. He is unending in His caring for us and blessing us. And then notice this is not just for Israel here. This is sing to the Lord all the earth. You know, this, we look at that and say, well, sure, we were supposed to do it to all the earth. But you know, at the time this was written, it was so Jewish-centered that, you know, you didn't want to do anything for the Gentiles. They were supposed to be the firing the fuels of hell, really. They were just worthless dogs. But here we have God speaking in that universality kind of a thing, all the earth, sing to the Lord, sing to Yahweh, all the earth, and then sing to the Lord, why? And what? Bless His name. Do you sing to the Lord to bless Him? Do you worship the Lord to bless Him? Or do you worship the Lord to get blessed? Well, there's always a blessing He gives back to us, but the purpose of worship is to worship Him, isn't it? And we'll see, declare His glory among the nations. Is that not what we're doing? Is that not what we're supposed to do? His wonders among all peoples. His wonders. Boy, what a personal testimony every believer has, right? Just the wonder of turning us around from a wretched, lost sinner to one having eternal life with Him. His wonders among all peoples. Again, very missional in a way, universal, all peoples. And why do we do all this? Why do we sing to Him? Well, there's that big word for, or because. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. How the world needs to hear that. He is to be feared above all little gods. You know, you can't be free from sin without fearing the Lord, I don't believe. You can't be an effective person or an effective ruler or anything else without the fear of the Lord in your life, right? You've got to have the fear of the Lord. And it says here, He is to be feared. For all the gods of the people are idols, or really all the little gods of the peoples are nothing. How much time are you on your cell phone? How much time are you on some kind of a device? That can become an idol very easily because, you know, you're much more interested, I think, when you leave home or whatever, make sure you have your phone with you. I don't know that anybody really says, oh, I got to take the Word of God with me, but I sure I got to have my phone, right? And we're on it and we're, you know, all that kind of a thing. And there's nothing wrong in a sense of that, but we need to be aware of idolatry all the time in our lives, for all the gods of the people are idols. Then, but, this is so important here. This doesn't fit Islam. This doesn't fit Hindi. This doesn't fit Muslims, I mean, I already said that doesn't fit Buddha. Creation. For the Lord, what? Made the heavens. We're worshiping the only creator. Isn't that awesome? How we forget that, it seems like at times. But there's always a reminder there. For he made the heavens. And then what? Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Our creator, honor, majesty, strength, and beauty. Great terms for the Lord, right? And then we have the exhortation three times to give, give, give. First is give to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Now that's not just Jews. The peoples is everybody. O families of the peoples, give to the Lord what? Glory and strength. The third to give to the Lord the glory due his name. As you approach the Lord in worship or in prayer, are you kind of aware of the glory that is due his name? He's esteemed his name above everything, right? And even the word above his name, because the word is more in depth than just his name. But the name of the Lord, we have that right in the model prayer, don't we? Hallowed, sanctified, what? Be your name. And here is give the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering, come into his courts. And then I love this one. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Do you find yourself when you're in a worship situation praying for holiness? There are some times in worship that just the holiness is so obvious that you could like cut it with a knife. And there are other times it's just a lot of racket, isn't it? Oh, that's probably me. I'm so twisted and biased. But, oh, worship the Lord, what? In the beauty of holiness, the beauty of his holiness. And then tremble before him, all the earth. Tremble before him, all the earth. And here, listen to this, missionaries. Say among the nations, say among the Gentiles, say among all people groups. The Lord reigns. When's the last time you told somebody the Lord reigns? When's the last time you showed somebody the Lord reigns? The Lord reigns. The world, again, very universal. The world also is firmly established and shall not be moved by anything but him. He shall judge the peoples righteously. When we have this eternal judge who is always righteous, oh, how wonderful that is. He shall judge the people righteously. And so then a couple of exhorting lets again. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and all its fullness. Let the field be joyful and all that is in it. Then all the trees of the woods will rejoice before the Lord. For he is coming. Are you ready? For he is coming. For he is coming to judge the earth. Oh, how the world needs to know that, but they don't. The lost do not fear judgment because they don't even believe in it. But he is coming. He is coming to judge the earth. He shall judge the world, again, not just Israel, he shall judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with his truth. Judgment with truth and righteousness. Oh, what a day that will be, and what a righteous judge we have. Father, we thank you for this psalm. We thank you for the praise and the worship due your name, Lord, and we thank you for the effect of worshiping you. It is just so awesome, and an unbeliever walks into people worshiping you. It's just moving experience like cannot be produced by man. It is a supernatural. And so, Lord, just may we worship you in spirit and in truth, and may we worship you in the beauty of holiness, Lord. Father, thank you for the opportunity to pray this morning again, and we have this last wrap-up morning, really. Of the conference and people going their separate ways and so forth. And What are each of us taking with us? Are we taking with us something of spiritual value that we didn't have when we arrived, or was this just another few days of good food and good accommodations and good companionship and all? And it was that. But Lord, I would pray there would be more that we're taking with us, and that is just aware of how you're leading and guiding each of us, Lord, and what you have for us today, and Lord, a day at a time. And I know you will have answers for us as we seek you on a continuing basis, and you will make things very clear. At one point, they're not clear at all, but then they become more clear, and you don't give us the whole picture. You want that relationship, Lord, not just answers. Answers never bring us peace, as Habakkuk found out, but it's only that relationship with you that brings us peace. And so I pray for that closeness with each one, Lord, as we go. So this morning now, Lord, may we redeem this time by praying as you would lead us, Holy Spirit. So let us pray. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness in meeting us here every morning and every morning forever, really, Lord. Bless each one as we go separate ways, and Lord, may your praise be continually on our lips, Lord. May we indeed accept the cup of salvation with trembling and offer praises of thanksgiving from our hearts, Lord. So we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.